CG, how you doing?
Hey, good, Gregor. How are you?
I'm well. What's the scuttlebutt? Who do you see as the favorite going in?
I think if you look on paper, Jason, it's probably going to be Guelph as your favorite. You know, they have 11 drafted players. They won the OHL. They, you know, had 52 wins this season. They kind of really stormed through the playoffs, so to speak. And they're probably on paper the favorites, I would think. Although I think Edmonton's right in the mix too, as is London, and probably the dark horse of the 14 field would be Val-d'Or.
Val-d'Or had to win two game sevens on the road to get here. And you wonder if, kind of like maybe the Oil Kings in 2012, Corey, if, you know, that was kind of their championship. For them to win two game sevens on the road is phenomenal. And I know the Oil Kings didn't win two game sevens on the road, but I do remember in 2012 that getting by Portland was such a monumental accomplishment that, you know, maybe they weren't ready and focused when they got to Memorial Cup.
Yeah, I think so. You looked at what happened here in 2012 with the Oil Kings. I thought there was a lot of people that kind of got caught up in all the bright lights and all the attention kind of away from the hockey games. And we're really, I mean, even talking to the veterans now, they'll tell you they were almost just happy to be here, happy to be part of the tournament. So that's not their mindset now. And, you know, we'll see if that happens with Val-d'Or, whether or not they can carry that momentum off the Tuesday night Game 7 victory, like you mentioned, on the road against Bay Como and another one earlier in the playoffs against Halifax as well. But, you know, I wouldn't count out Val-d'Or. And I was just talking with Keith Flaming here. He's calling the upset tonight for them to beat the London Knights here. London hasn't played, obviously, for a while in a real game. And Val-d'Or should be riding some momentum. And of course, the Oil Kings did come in and knock off Shawinigan in game one in 2012 as well for their lone victory of the tournament. But I think you could see an upset here tonight with Val-d'Or and London.
You mentioned Guelph having 11 drafted players. The Oil Kings have, what, six on their roster right now?
Yeah, is it six for the Oil Kings, six or five? And off the top of my head, I'm doing everybody else's stuff now, not looking at Edmonton's. But, yeah, not nearly the amount as Guelph does.
Yeah, but they've also got five guys who are likely to be drafted this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this isn't a weak team by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, this is a team that, and most of their drafted guys are first-round picks, second-round picks as well. I mean, Corbett's a signed free agent with the Colorado Avalanche. So, I mean, their key guys are big-time players, and they're veteran players as well. And you mentioned the younger guys that are going to get drafted. They're playing key roles here, and Aaron Irving and Dyson Mayo and Brett Pollock's a top-line winger now for this club. So, you know, they've had those younger guys that have really gotten the exposure here of this run to play some key roles for this club. So, you know, I really think this Oil King team, Jason, is driven. They're down to earth. They're not, you know, celebrating their victory against Portland anymore. They're here on a mission, and, you know, they think they have just as good a shot as anybody else to win this thing.
Corey Graham, voice of the Oil Kings, joins us. Corey, I felt the difference in the Portland series was that Edmonton had the best goalie. I thought the best all-around individual defenseman, and I thought they had the best forward in Curtis Lazar. You get into the, you know, tomorrow, and you look at that series. When you break it down by position, do you feel the Oil Kings have that advantage tomorrow as far as best D-man, best goalie, best forward?
I think they have the best goaltender for sure, and Tristan Jarry. I think that's probably the question mark of the other three teams. That, and again, to get here, you know, a question mark in goal is not that big of a question, maybe as you see earlier in the playoffs. But, you know, I think the Oil Kings should have the advantage in goal. Probably Griffin Reinhart, I would assume, is defensive defenseman. I would think he's one of the best guys. Like, Guelph has a few guys. You know, Nick Evers, a high offensive guy, and they have a couple other guys that can put the puck in the net in the back end, although I don't think they have as well-rounded as a defenseman as Griffin Reinhart. And, you know, I'd put Curtis Lazar up there against anybody in this tournament as well. You know, Val-d'Or's Anthony Mantha has been an amazing offensive player. You got Kirby Reichel with Guelph as well. That, you know, he put up big numbers with 90 points this year in the OHL. You know, Max Domi's a flashy player in London. So there are a lot of good forwards in this tournament. Bo Horvat, very similar to Curtis Lazar, I think, for his all-round game. So, you know, probably I would think the forwards are maybe a little bit closer around, but I think if you're going to look for an individual goaltender and an individual kind of shutdown defender, I think you could say Edmonton definitely has the top two in those spots.
Any lineup changes at all, Corey? What's going to be the lineup for the Oil Kings tomorrow? And what's the one marquee matchup that Derek Laxalt is going to try to want? And are the Oil Kings home team tomorrow?
I think they are the home team tomorrow, Jason. Actually, as for lineup changes, no, they're going to go with the same lineup pending. They got a bit of a flu bug going around the room right now, but that's been going, you know, since that Portland series. So they've kind of been battling that. And I think everybody's going to be okay, but you might see a minor move at some point in the lineup here just to make sure they have a healthy body in for a guy that's ailing a little bit. But, you know, I think they're going to roll pretty much what they did against Portland. And as for matchups, I think, you know, again, we'll go back to Reinhardt. I mean, he's going to be the guy that's really tasked with containing some of the offensive players. And, you know, Guelph scored 340 goals this year during the regular season. I mean, they're a pretty offensive team. They have 96 goals in the playoffs, and they come from all over. They're kind of, you know, the talk out here a little bit from the people that have seen Portland kind of compared Guelph a little bit to the Winterhawks with just that high-powered octane offense. Probably better defensively, though, than the Winterhawks were. So, yeah, I think you're going to look at Griffin Reinhardt and Ashton Sautner, and they're going to have their hands full with some of those Guelph forwards.
Yeah, it should be a very good game tomorrow, Corey. And you know, the scouts, of course, are all in. I think they said 200 media members from across the Canada, U.S., maybe even some European ones there, I'm guessing, for this tournament.
Yeah.
Talk about you know, I guess just the Oil Kings overall, and having been there 2 years ago, you know, Meraz and Lazar and a lot of guys on this, not a lot, but enough guys have been through this before. What are they saying? What are they doing different this time that maybe they didn't do last time?
Yeah, it's interesting. And it was funny. We had Guy and I talked to Cody Corbett after the media avail yesterday here at the rink, and just kind of about that, about, you know, coming here last year or 2 years ago and what it was like compared to now. And, you know, I mean, the guys, I think to a point will say last time they got here, they almost felt like it was an all-star game, almost a bonus round type of event where, you know, it was like, hey, we're happy to be here and let's see what happens, to where this year it's not the message whatsoever. I mean, the second the Oil Kings got on the bus to head to the charter plane in Portland on Tuesday morning, it was, you know, this isn't done yet. And even after the game, when the guys were celebrating downstairs at the hotel, it was, you know, this is nice, but we're not done yet as a group. So I think that kind of driven, you know, the motivation is there, to where I think the team in 2012 were almost content just to get through Portland. And, you know, that team had never tasted any kind of success. They never won a playoff game coming into that playoff run. So, you know, once they climbed that mountain, it was almost like, okay, we're at the summit here. But now I think this team clearly knows there's another peak to climb here, and that's going to be the message going forward. And I get the sense they're loose, but they're definitely motivated and ready to go.
So Sunday, 2:00 Edmonton time, and then again at 5:00 on Sunday, right? 2:00 Saturday, 5:00 Sunday.
Yeah, the afternoon game on Saturday. So yeah, and then 5:00 on Sunday against London, and it'll be interesting, man. If London can't find a way against Valdor, it'll be interesting. That game will have a lot of pressure on the London Knights as well. But I really think all these teams are pretty competitive. This might, you know, doesn't have the star power of last year with Seth Jones and Nathan MacKinnon probably, but I think you're going to see a really even field here, and looking forward to getting going here this weekend.
Well, there's a lot of guys who have been drafted already that come in with pretty good resumes, including many members of the Oil Kings. Should be a great tournament, Corey. Enjoy it, and we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Jason. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate it.